Our towns are the heart of America. Some say they're gone, moved on, or simply faded away. But there's a new American town on the map. It's a town with a big heart and an even bigger ambition. A town where modern progress meets rich history, where the arts meet innovation, and where companies meet community. A town that you can explore with all of your senses, from the fresh air in the Ozarks to the fresh cuisine on your plate. That town is Bentonville, Arkansas. A town to visit, to see, to breathe, and to discover. Visit Bentonville, a new American town. It's a beautiful day here in Bentonville today. Thank you for joining us for a new American town. Since we were last together, we've done some fun things, like head out to some of the great music venues, have some great cups of coffee, and maybe a beer or two at one of the local breweries. But one of the cool things that's really going on and really taking off here in Bentonville is our aviation scene. Today in the studio, we are so happy to have Chad Cox, Director of Aviation for Runway Group. Chad, welcome, and thanks for joining us again.
I appreciate you guys having me here again.
So, Chad, you are the Director of Aviation for Runway, and that you primarily work out at Thaden Field. Is that correct?
Yeah, Thaden Field, but also a lot of the regional airstrips that have been built and part of a larger network that's been put together.
Awesome. So one of the things that I think and that I know you know is that Thaden Field is one of the coolest airports in the country. Why is that? Or is that really just my opinion?
Yeah, I think that's the opinion of more than just you, Jen. It's so cool because most airports are a place where you don't want to be there very long. You want to get on a plane, get to your destination. Thaden Field is a destination of its own. And amenities like the restaurant Louise, which is ran by Rope Swing, the Flying Club, Oz One, which is has Philip Johnson as the director, the Flight School ran by Summit. All of those things come together to say, hey, if you want to come here and eat or learn or socialize, it's all here for you, right downtown, really.
Yeah, it is. It's very close to downtown. One of the things that's really cool about Thaden Field is the exhibition hangar. Do you want to tell me a little bit about that?
Sure. Yeah. So before we built the field house, the facility where, and I just want to mention, a lot of people don't realize that is absolutely open to the public. People should come out there, and people say, is the restaurant open to everyone? Yes, it is. But before we built that, we went around and looked at different aviation museums and found that the ones where the planes flew, where they actively were flying, were a lot more interesting than the ones where planes were just static and plugs were in their intakes and their windscreen was covered up and all that. So the exhibit hangar rotates planes that are actively flying in and out. So if you're coming in, let's say, having lunch this week, you may have a different experience than you had before because there could be a totally different, you know, warbird or seaplane or helicopter being shown in the exhibit hangar.
That's very cool. I believe there's also some scenic flights and discovery flights that happen out at Thaden Field in the field house. Do you want to tell me a little bit about those?
Sure. So discovery flight is intended for someone who wants to learn to fly or thinks they may want to learn to fly. It's a different experience, you know, being on the controls and being at a lower altitude than, you know, 30,000 feet, which you might be at in an airliner, you know, seeing the lake, anything like that. So the discovery flight allows people to really experience what it would be like to learn to fly. A scenic flight is more for people who say, I want to see Northwest Arkansas from the air, but I don't really have an interest in learning to fly. And with a scenic flight, you can take a guest. So those are, you know, relatively affordable. It's $200 for a scenic flight. I believe $100 for a discovery flight.
Wow, that's pretty affordable to see Northwest Arkansas from the air. Another thing that I know that the field house has really been working on and looking at are kind of the backyard activities and lawn games and things like that. So what does that look like at the field house?
If you go out there on the weekend, it's most activated and starting to fill in through the week as well. But it is designed to be family friendly. So although you know, there's Louise, the restaurant there, which provides brunch Saturdays and Sundays, open all day Saturday. It's a place, really, the lawn specifically is a place where you can pull all that outside if it's a nice day, hang out with your kids, maybe spend a long, you know, morning or afternoon watching planes come in and out, and feel the prop wash coming off of a plane that might be parking or so forth.
That's very cool. That's very cool. What a great way to experience experience the field house and experience the planes taking off and have that great time with your family. That's pretty cool. Aviation has never seemed to be very accessible, but it does seem accessible at Thaden, including how close you can actually get to the landing strip. Why do you think that is?
Well, one reason is because we physically built a lot of the infrastructure as close as it legally can be. So, you know, you can have lunch or dinner 30 feet from the apron. There's a fence, a small fence between you that's non-intrusive, but keeps people from walking out on the parking ramp. And then in terms of, you know, the elevation of the balcony to watch planes land, airports have all these invisible rules saying, you know, here's a runway protection zone and you can't be closer than this and all that. And we are right up against every single one of those intentionally.
Intentionally, so that you can experience it and feel it. And yep. That's pretty cool. That's very cool. Another question I have is the name, Louise Thaden. What is it about her that inspired using her name for Thaden Field and for the restaurant, Louise?
Yeah, so for those that don't really know her story, it's one that I'm not going to go too deep into, but she had some characteristics. If you've read High, Wide, and Frightened, her book that she authored, you see that she had a strong sense of a pioneering spirit, a sense of adventure that allowed her to go out and break records. But then on the back end of that, a lot of humility. You know, she didn't boast about what she had done. She was just really good at it. And to carry forward those values and honor her memory and her name, it's a pretty cool thing to be able to do.
It is. And she was an aviator.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. She won air races. She held the altitude record, the endurance record, the speed record. Yeah, she was a big deal back in the 20s and 30s.
And a woman.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
That's in the 20s and 30s. Yeah,
she wasn't a good female pilot. She was just a great pilot, yeah. Period.
Period.
Yep.
How exciting that we have this place that's named after her and honor her in that way. There's also some airplane manufacturing here in Bentonville as well. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Sure. It is rare to, you know, have an aircraft company start up these days. The last aircraft that was certified was maybe two decades ago, the Cirrus. And, you know, through a lot of passion to do something innovative and new and the will to do it all here, not only in America, but also in Bentonville at our small airport, has us where it's a unique thing to be able to see, you know, small parts go in the front door and airplanes come out the back and go on their first flight, and customers come and, you know, they're all built specifically for a customer. So it almost looks like a bag of Skittles. You never know what color the next one will be. And it's exciting for all of us on the north end of the runway to see what's being spit out on the south end of the runway.
Yeah. A bag of Skittles. I have this image in my head now of like, shake it up. What color are you going to get? Talk to me a little bit about what's coming up. What can we expect for the rest of this year and for 2020?
Well, currently, the turf runway is about to open up. And for most people, you know, why would you want a grass runway when you have a perfectly good paved runway already? Well, vintage aircraft, tailwheel aircraft, if you've never landed on a turf runway, you just haven't experienced the full breadth of flying. It's a really cool thing. It's almost as if you didn't land, you just sort of eased onto the earth. So that's going to open up. but also Lake Bentonville Park, the city park that's on airport property. It's getting redone. It's going to be a really nice park, a 5 to 12 year old playground. And then to the north of that, adjacent to Climb Bentonville, which is currently there, there's a 75 acre park called Osage Park that's being constructed. And it really takes advantage of the beaver wetlands that are there. There's boardwalks that you'll get to walk right beside their beaver hut and their beaver dam. And then you go on to the other side and there will be an archery range, a music venue, an apple orchard, all of these things in this passive park that that connects to the airport. And one of the most exciting things to me personally is the fact that it's going to tie into the airport in a very unique way. I don't know of any airports that have a pedestrian tunnel going under the runway, but that's what's going to connect that park back to the field house and the rest of the airport.
Oh, wow. That's exciting. That's exciting. So, Chad, before we close out, I would like to know a little bit about what got you into this. How did you become part of Thaden Field? How did you grasp hold of aviation as a whole?
That started in 2005 when I had a son that he spent some time at Children's Hospital. They have two really nice helicopters that land right there on top of the NICU. And I looked up and I saw that and I thought, that's probably the coolest job anyone could get. They fly these awesome helicopters and they go pick up kids. They're like, they get to be a hero every day. And over time, saving money and all that, I ended up going to flight school and became an instructor. And through instruction, I ended up here and moved my family up here specifically for helping to develop this airport with runway.
What's the most exciting thing for you personally coming up?
Wow, man, it's a pop quiz question.
That's right. Catch you off guard.
I'd like to see Osage Park open up. It's going to be cool. You know, we fly over it every day, seeing, you know, one board at a time added to this boardwalk. And to connect the airport to the community in meaningful ways is the coolest thing we can do, because that's just not happening around the country. So, yeah, I'm excited about the park.
Absolutely. And I think one of the things that you just said, it connects the community. And that's what Bentonville's all about, right? Is our community. I think we're very lucky to live in a place that has such a community spirit and such a collaborative spirit. So I'm excited to visit Osage Park myself.
Awesome.
Thank you so much, Chad, for being here with us today. And thank you all for listening. Don't forget to download and subscribe to A New American Town. Thanks again.